Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When did you first get word that Sumitomo was intending to shut down the plant in Tonawanda?
We received the actual WARN notice on the 7th of November. That was the first time we knew that this was happening.
The WARN notice is, what did Sumitomo do? Did they violate the WARN notice by giving such a short notice to the closure?
So we are actually looking into that right now. We haven't concluded the investigation. It's not a straight one-to-one decision, but we are assessing what they may have done improperly. And if we find that they violated the WARN notice provisions, then they will have to, you know, pay the penalty.
And what kind of penalties are we looking at?
I don't have those figures in front of me, unfortunately, but there's definitely some pretty strict penalties for failing to notify. And this is a large employee group. I think it's 1,800 people all in. So it could be pretty significant.
I know you can't get into the Industrial Development Agency incentives, but how much has the state done to help Sumitomo stay in business in New York State?
So I really wouldn't know. I mean, if they reached out to us to hire people, we would certainly help them on that end. But we don't do any of that work. It's other agencies. So I really wouldn't have any information.
All right. And you said you got the notice on November 7th. Is that when the state first knew that the plant was closing?
As far as I know. I mean, if other people knew other things, that's possible. But the first thing we knew was when they filed the WARN on the 7th.
And personally, what went through your mind when you heard about that? Were you given an opportunity to talk to Sumitomo to try and save the plant?
I was not. I'm sure other people did, but I was horrified. I the idea that you would close such a significant facility in Western New York that's been there that long on such like no notice and put all of these people out on the street was just horrifying. I will say that we have been very heartened with the response from other employers in Western New York. We had employers call us as soon as the news was out there to say, what can we do to help? Which was really remarkable and really speaks to the quality of people in Western New York. They reached out and said, you know, what are you doing? How can we help? And to that end, we are doing a job fair just for the Sumitomo displaced workers on December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We already have more than 40 employers signed up. I'm sure we'll have more. And it's a great opportunity for these workers to come and meet future possibilities face to face. We are going to sit down with each and every displaced worker. We've got all of their contact information. We are reaching out to all of them saying, you know, how can we assist you here? We're here to help. The job fair is a great opportunity. And understand, for a lot of these workers, they may have been employed here for 10 or more years. So they certainly have not been out in the job market. So this is going to be a shock. And as we all know, the job market has the means of getting a job has changed certainly in the last 10 years. We are there to help. We're going to help them write resumes. We're going to give them interview techniques. We're going to give them all the available job postings in Western New York and, in fact, the entire state. And any kind of training, upskilling that they want to do, we can help them. We have free Coursera classes. We have free digital literacy classes at the Career Center. We have a lot of information about various training opportunities if somebody does want to do additional training. We are there to help because that's what the Department of Labor does. And honestly, it's an honor to be able to help these people in their real time of need.
But how many jobs are available that would match what Sumitomo employees were paying? How much of those are available in Western New York?
You know, I don't have that information in front of me, but I do know that the manufacturing jobs in Western New York, the opportunities have increased year over year. And a lot of that is thanks to Governor Hochul. She has really focused on bringing manufacturing back to the state and back to Western New York specifically. So there are very definitely opportunities out there, and we're going to help them explore each and every one of them, because we want these people to stay, obviously, stay in Western New York, stay in the state, because we need valuable workers like this.
And for those still struggling to find jobs, what is available as far as unemployment benefits?
So they will be, their benefits will be available, you know, as soon as they qualify. They just have to file, I think. But that also is something that they can talk to us personally about. Again, these are probably people who've never been on unemployment or not any time in the recent past. So we can walk them through all of that. I don't know what the situations of their layoff is, if they get any kind of, you know, settlement. I have no idea. But as soon as they qualify for benefits, they will get them.
And how can Western New York keep manufacturing jobs like Sumitomo in New York State? How tough is it to convince Sumitomo, companies like Sumitomo, not only to stay open, but to come to Western New York to bring good-paying jobs?
So as I said, the governor has really focused. Manufacturing jobs has been a prime focus of hers since the day she became governor. And she has worked very hard. And you look around the state, you see an increase in manufacturing across New York State. Obviously, Micron is one of the biggest examples, but there's a lot of different kinds of manufacturing staying or coming to the state. The situation for Sumitomo itself, as I understand it, is pretty complex, so I don't know what their internal financial market problems were, but we are very open to new companies, and we're also very open to keeping the companies here that are here. And, you know, we work with employers every day to help them find the kind of skilled, trained workforce that they need. This is New York State Apprenticeship Month, so we work regularly with employers, helping them set up registered apprenticeship programs so they can not only bring in new people, but train them and keep them, keep quality employees. So we are open for business for the employers to talk to anytime they want to.
Commissioner, we did hear Sumitomo said it lost $750 million over the past 10 years. Was that a factor that Sumitomo informed you when it decided to close down, or were there other factors they told you?
I didn't have that conversation, but that's a pretty massive amount of money to lose. That's probably a conversation with other agencies, certainly not with the Department of Labor.
Fair enough. But going back to the job fair, how important is it for these now former Sumitomo workers to take advantage of this job fair?
It is critical. So we know that online job applications are convenient for people today, and it's an easy way to put your name in. But we know from experience, showing up in person and having that one-to-one conversation from the person representing that employer, that is gold. And we know that a lot of employers in Western New York are very interested in these workers. So I encourage every person at Sumitomo who has been laid off by this company, please take advantage of this job fair. Please take advantage of all the resources the Department of Labor has to offer. We are here to help you find your next great job.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.